Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best spooky life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're descending into the eerie depths of the Paris catacombs. Prepare yourself for a journey through history, mystery, and the paranormal as we explore the City of Lights' darkest secrets as one of the most haunted places on Earth. So grab your headlamp, douse yourself in holy water, and let's mingle with the shadows, shall we? Let's start our journey by stepping back in time to 18th century Paris, when the city was facing a crisis. Its cemeteries were overflowing, quite literally. The largest cemetery had been in use for nearly 10 centuries and was so full that bodies were erupting straight from the ground. This situation was not just unsightly, it was a serious public health nightmare. The decomposing bodies were contaminating the groundwater, leading to widespread disease. Something had to be done, and fast. In 1786, the solution was found deep beneath the streets of Paris. The city had a vast network of limestone quarries that had been mined for centuries to build its iconic buildings. These abandoned tunnels would become the final resting place for millions of Parisians. And I do mean millions. Under the cover of night, workers began the grim task of exhuming bodies from the city's cemeteries and transporting them to the quarries. We're talking 65 feet beneath the streets of Paris and throughout 180 miles of twisting tunnels. It was a massive undertaking that would continue for decades. The bodies were initially dumped haphazardly into the tunnels, but later they were arranged into the macabre displays we see today. The catacombs quickly became more than just a burial ground. During the French Revolution, they served as a hiding place for both royalists and revolutionaries. The tunnels witnessed secret meetings, whispered plots, and probably more than just a few executions. In World War II, the catacombs played a crucial role once again. The French resistance used the tunnels to evade Nazi forces, setting up hidden bases and even a makeshift hospital. Meanwhile, German soldiers also established a bunker in one section of the catacombs. Over the years, the catacombs have attracted all sorts of visitors, from the curious to the criminal. In the 1970s, they became a popular spot for underground parties and gatherings of so-called cataphiles, which are urban explorers obsessed with the tunnel network. Now, let's get to the heart of why we're here. The paranormal activity that has made the catacombs infamous. With millions of disturbed remains and centuries of dark history, it's no wonder that the tunnels are considered one of the most haunted places in the entire world. Many visitors report feeling an overwhelming sense of dread or sadness as they walk through the ossuary. Some say they felt unseen hands touching them or heard whispers when no one else was around. Cold spots are common, even in areas where there's no draft. In 2004, police discovered a fully equipped cinema room deep in the catacombs, complete with a screen, projector, and seating for 20 people carved into the rock. When they returned with reinforcements, everything had vanished except for a note saying, "Do not try to find us." Some brave explorers have described feeling unseen forces touching them or brushing against them as they navigate the narrow tunnels. There have also been numerous reports of full-bodied apparitions seen wandering the tunnels, often described as looking confused or lost. Visitors have also reported hearing footsteps behind them when no one else was around, only to find empty passageways when they turned to look. There have been unexplained noises, including chanting, screams, and whispers that have been reported by numerous visitors, often in areas where such sounds should not be possible due to the acoustics of the tunnels. One of the most frequently reported sightings is the ghost of Philibert Asper, a door worker who got lost in the tunnels in 1793 and sadly died there. His body wasn't found until 11 years later, and it's said that his spirit still wanders the catacombs, perhaps still trying to find his way out. In 2014, a woman named Sarah shared her experience on a paranormal forum where she described entering a section of the catacombs not open to the public with a group of her friends. As they explored, they heard what sounded like chanting coming from deeper within the tunnels. When they tried to follow the sound, it seemed to move all around them, always just out of reach. Suddenly, all their flashlights went out simultaneously, plunging them into total darkness. When they finally got their lights working again, they realized they were in a completely different tunnel than before, with no idea how they got there. Another haunting account comes from a tour guide named Jean-Paul. He claims that late one night, as he was locking up after the last tour, he saw a group of shadowy figures in 18th century clothing walking through a wall. When he approached, they vanished, leaving behind only the lingering scent of lilacs, which was a popular perfume in pre-revolutionary France. Perhaps the most disturbing story is that of a lone videographer. In the early 1990s, a group of cataphiles stumbled upon an abandoned video camera deep within the tunnels. When they watched the footage, they saw a man becoming increasingly panicked as he realized he was lost. The video ends abruptly with the man dropping the camera and running off into the darkness. To this day, no one knows who he was or if he ever made it out alive. But one of the creepiest legends is about what happens after midnight. According to some reports, that's when the walls begin to speak. Disembodied voices are said to try to lure visitors deeper into the catacombs until they are hopelessly lost. Now, is it possible that this could all be explained away by an overactive imagination or something else? I mean, listen, it's dark, it's a creepy place, millions of human bones, yada yada. Now, your mind is bound to play tricks on you and all the things. And sure, that's true, it's completely possible. But then there's things like the cold spots and the whispers, and how do you explain that stuff? Or being touched, feeling someone brush up against you as you're working your way through a tunnel. You know, even the most hardened skeptics often admit that there's something undeniably eerie about the catacombs. Whether it's haunted by actual ghosts or just by the weight of its own history, it remains a place that can shake even the most rational person to their core. Today, only a small portion of the catacombs is open to the public. The official tour takes visitors through about 1.5 kilometers of tunnels, which is a fraction of the estimated 300 kilometers that make up the entire network. Despite increased security measures, cataphiles still find ways to access the off-limits areas. The catacombs continue to captivate the public imagination, inspiring books, movies, and video games. They've been featured in everything from As Above, So Below, a found footage horror film, to an episode of Supernatural. Here's the thing. If you're brave enough to want to experience the catacombs for yourself, there are a few things you need to know. First, be prepared for a long wait. These lines can stretch for hours, especially in peak tourist season. The temperature in the catacombs is a constant 14 degrees Celsius or 57 degrees Fahrenheit, so make sure that you are dressed appropriately. The tour involves walking down 131 steps and then back up 112 steps at the end, so it's not suitable for people with mobility issues or claustrophobia, and definitely make sure you're wearing comfortable shoes. Allegedly, photography is allowed, but flash is prohibited to protect the fragile environment. And remember, respect the site. These are real human remains, not just a spooky Halloween attraction. And for those seeking a more in-depth experience, there are specialized tours available that offer access to areas not seen on the regular route. But, you know, just be warned. You might encounter more than you bargained for. As we ascend back to the world of the living, we leave behind the whispers of the dead and the echoes of centuries past. The Paris catacombs remain a testament to the city's complex history and a source of endless fascination for those drawn to the mysterious and macabre. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there is no denying the power of this place to stir the imagination and touch something primal within us. It is definitely a reminder of our own mortality and the thin veil that separates us from those who came before. Catacombs out of the way, we have reached the end of our spooky season minisodes. Thank you eternally for joining me today and every day during our Halloween series, where we featured a new spooky minisode every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, except today, of course, because today is Halloween and it falls on a Thursday. We have seriously wanted to do something like this since the podcast debuted in 2017. Can you believe it? 2017. What the actual heck? It seems like just yesterday, but it's not. So I am beyond happy. We finally made it happen. We made all the spooky things come out to play. We full on celebrated the Halloween season, my favorite season, and we got to do it with you. So win-win-win all around. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to stay alert. Those doors are not going to lock themselves. And just because another Halloween is coming to an end doesn't mean the haunts are too. Sweet dreams!